You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Welcome, dear listeners. We are Mary Angela
and Nick,
and welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. Welcome, listeners from coast to coast, from around the world, especially our devoted listeners from All Saints.
And we also thank the new listeners, the people who are just tuning in today. We thank you, and
thank you for joining us.
It'll be an hour of pure joy.
Yes. And we are in the month of June. Can you believe it? Half the year.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And getting good weather. The sun is here.
Yeah. It's good. Lots to be joyful about, yeah. Isn't there?
Yes, there is.
So tonight's topic is the Sacred Heart. And we're going to be talking about Jesus's Sacred Heart. And also about a little bit about how to have a healthy and pure heart. And our main purpose always is to continue to spread the joy, and in particular to spread the joy of and the good news of the gospel.
So this evening, as usual, we have intentions. The first and foremost, your intentions, you the listener. Whatever they are, we take them along on our journey this evening with the Sacred Heart. We deal with, we pray for all those who have COVID, those recovering from COVID. We also pray for other people, for people with other illnesses, be it cancer, be it, stroke survivors, because there's a lot of other people that need our prayers too. Mm-hmm. So we pray for them. We pray for the first line responders. We ask if you can also pray for my brother John and my brother-in-law Frank for their continued
healing. Yeah.
We also pray for the repose of the soul of all those who have died recently, for their families, and especially for Remy Quarin, Mike Antilope, Rocco Maciello, Louis Laney, and my uncle Luca Saletti.
May they all rest in peace.
Yes.
And also our intention goes to pray for the Indigenous children, the 215 children that were found in Cantaloupe's in British Columbia at the residential schools. May they also, their souls rest in peace as well. Yes. Very sad story there.
So before we start the show, we simply would like to ask everyone to relax, take a deep breath, maybe even light a candle. We have a candle here, and the candle represents the fire, the light, and the hope of Jesus. So with all that being said, we'd like to start the evening with the prayer of the Sacred Heart.
So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Prayer to the Sacred Heart. Dear Sacred Heart of Jesus, I have asked you for many favors, but I beg you for this one. Take it, place it in your open, broken heart. And when the Eternal Father sees it covered with the mantle of your most precious blood, he cannot refuse it. For then it is your prayer, not mine. Dear Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in you. Dear Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in you. Dear Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary Angela. It's a very powerful prayer. And you can all find it. It's called the Sacred Heart Prayer. Mm-hmm. So just to recap, if you want to check your scorecards for if you've been following along this past year,
yes.
The whole theme of this year is a new year and a
new attitude.
Yes. And with that, we see the manifestation of Jesus throughout the year and all the celebrations, right? So in January, we started with the Epiphany, you know, Jesus being born. And then we move into March, you know, as Jesus quickly grew up, we're in our Lenten season, right? And Jesus, as an adult now, gets baptized by Saint John, and now he's in the desert. Mm-hmm. Right. The month. So in the desert time, it's the time of formation.
Right.
Right. He knew what this was to get him ready for his ministry on earth.
And then in April, it led to the Easter time and led to our talking about the resurrection and the joy of the resurrection of Jesus and what he brings with that. And then May, we spoke just last month, we spoke about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit and all the gifts that the Holy Spirit brings us. So that brings us now to June, and our topic is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Holy and Sacred Heart, and just how much God, Jesus, loves us.
Yeah,
it's just immense.
Yeah, and Jesus is forever changing. Like, and the same with us, right? We have to, once we put our trust and love into him, we manifest as, you know, as humans, right? Mm-hmm. So this whole show is about the, to share with you ways, in teaching or sharing words on the Sacred Heart, you'll be more passionate, you'll have more purpose, and you'll have more peace.
Amen to that.
We call it the three P's.
Yes. Passion, purpose, peace.
So as usual, we will share with you many thoughts, prayers, and reflections. And all you need is one. So if something, if you gravitate to it, stick with it. Maybe it's a couple words. Maybe it's a longer prayer. Maybe it's something you want to look into more. Go for it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, we'd like to share with you. And we're so fortunate that we're able to do this. You know, Radio Maria has given us this opportunity. And we thank you, because a big part of this show is the listeners and all the stories that, you know, you, the listeners, you know, we know a lot of you personally. This show's about you, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's about us.
Yes.
In our journey with Jesus, yeah, right?
And together learning all about what God has to offer us and the joy that he can bring to us.
So sometimes we don't mention names, but it's all the stories that we know we've encountered. And, You know, so now that we're in the month of June, we just finished celebrating Corpus Christi.
Yes.
Right? And the feast day
of the Sacred Heart of Jesus lies always on the Friday following Corpus Christi.
Yeah. And the day after is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so June is a very busy month because then the next day is
one of the most beloved saints, which is Saint Anthony of Padua.
Yeah, so there's so many saint days. And then on the 20th, we celebrate Father's Day.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And we also have to add that it's the year of Saint Joseph. So we have to add Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
You know, and then we have Aloysius Gonzaga in the next day. And then this is big in Quebec.
Yes.
Saint Jean Baptiste. It's even a holiday there.
That's in June 24th.
Right. So every day is a feast day, like a different saint. So June is, you know.
And another big feast is the Saint Peter and Paul, the apostles on June 29th.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. So, and with that, we will start talking about what is the Sacred Heart.
So the Sacred Heart, also called the Sacred Heart of Jesus, is the mystical physical heart of Jesus as an object of devotion. In addition to a feast now celebrated on the Friday of the third week of Pentecost, devotion includes the acts of consecration and honor given to the image of the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a central theme throughout the Bible. It's not a reference to the actual muscle tissue of his physical heart, but it is a reference to Christ himself. The heart is synonymous with the totality of the person, love, passion. Jesus Christ is offering you an intimate view of the interior reality of his life, which is all love. It's all about love and the immense love that he has for us, right?
Yeah. I like that word you say, intimate.
Yes.
See, that's one word that, you know, jumps out at me, right? It's an intimate relationship.
Yes.
It's intimate time.
Yeah, and we recently celebrated the Holy Trinity, right? And that's a relationship, right? The Holy Trinity. So, but that's where we're called to have is a relationship with God, especially Jesus. So more about his Sacred Heart then. There's a crown found on the heart of Jesus. So what does that mean, that crown? Well, the crown of thorns is wrapped around it, and it's a reminder of his life, not his head, that was crowned with these thorns. So if you take a moment and reflect, then all the crowns that we have been blessed with in this life, the one that we and all the humanity give Jesus one, is of pain, right? It's because it's a crown of thorns. Right?
Yeah, and that leads to you know, a lot of people, and I think everyone in some point in their life will be suffering, right? And this is
there's an ebb and flow always of life, right? Ups and downs.
And we see that Jesus, the crown, you know, like you said, pain. This is you know, nobody wants to suffer, but when we know that Jesus is there with us.
It helps us get through that suffering. Yeah. And also depicted in the Sacred Heart of Jesus is there's a flame coming out of the heart, the top of the heart, right? And so this flame engulfs the heart, and it's what it is. It's the flame of the fire of divine love. It's not a fire that destroys, but rather it's a fire that purifies.
So what is the significance of the cross? We see also a cross on the Sacred Heart. The cross that surmounts the overall depiction of the heart signifies the throne we made for our heavenly King. But Christ changed this throne of pain into a sign of his love. So if you want intimacy with Jesus, you have to have the humility to embrace the crown of thorns for your purification and the cross for your forgiveness.
Big order, isn't it?
And then there's a wound on the heart. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus always has a small gash in the side of the heart, of Christ's heart, and oftentimes a drop of blood. This points to the reality that Jesus' heart was pierced after his death.
Yeah.
Right? So that's just a little bit about the Sacred Heart. Recently, the Cardinal spoke about the Sacred Heart, and we're just going to, you know, take some points and stuff that he spoke about. But before we do, we have the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart.
So the first promise is, I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. And these are promises given to Saint Margaret Mary, we should mention. So that was the first one. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. Number two, I will establish peace in their homes. Three, I will comfort them in all their afflictions. Four, I will give their secure refuge during life and above all in death. Five, I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Six, sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy.
Seven, lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Next, fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. The next one is, I will bless every place in which my image of my heart is exposed and honored. And we highly recommend you have a picture of the Sacred Heart in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts for conversion. 11, those who shall promote the devotion shall have their names written in my heart. Wow. Let's all do that. You know
what
I mean?
That's right.
And the final one, I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months, the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment.
And so that's the devotion to, for 9 consecutive Fridays to go to First Friday Mass, right?
Yeah.
And that's beautiful promises. Okay, now we want to speak a little bit about the pastoral letter that Cardinal Collins, the Archbishop of Toronto, wrote on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and it's called Heart Speaks to Heart. And he, in this pastoral letter, he's inviting all Catholics in the Archdiocese, in all our families, religious communities, parishes, hospitals, schools, and institutions to focus on the significance of this sign of the sacrificial and passionate love that Christ has for us, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and to make devotions to the Sacred Heart as a vital part of our life of faith, especially during this month of June.
Yeah, it's the whole month of June is the real celebration, the Sacred Heart and nothing else.
And he says in his letter how it's so appropriate to have this devotion because we are going through hard times. You know, this pandemic still isn't ending. It's, still around us. We still have quite a ways to go. So focusing on God's love and the symbol of this compassionate love will help us through these hard times.
Yes, it'll give us a lot of passion, purpose, and peace when we turn to this Sacred Heart.
Yeah. And so he goes on to explain how the heart is a common sign of love. Like, you know, we see every Valentine's Day that, you know, it's a symbol. The heart is a symbol, right? Of Valentine's Day, right?
Passion.
Mm-hmm. And passion, red, right? But for Christians, love signified by the Sacred Heart, it's not like an emotion, like, you know, Valentine's, just an emotion, but rather it's a steady, reliable, faithful, life-giving love, which we experience when we encounter Jesus, and we encounter him in the Gospels, in the sacraments, and in our life of faith. So, and we are always called to have, you know, that intimate, right? There's that again, that word again, intimate and personal relationship
and
with
closeness with, and personal, personal relationship
of that faithful love, right?
Pure love, right?
And so the heart, it's a natural sign of true love. It's hidden, it is steady, and it's reliable, and it helps keep us alive. It's true love. And so the Sacred Heart of Jesus is also steady and true.
So just, you know, we were talking about there's a wound, right? The Sacred Heart of Jesus shows that the heart is wounded, right? And I think we all have a wound, right? And, you know, the Sacred Heart, we see the crown of Jesus around the heart, and it shows there's a wound, right? So it's something we can all relate to, right? And this just shows that Jesus, even sometimes we wound the heart of Jesus, right? But he's all loving and forgiving. And that's the beauty of our faith, is that Jesus is so forgiving, right? And he loves us so much, right? His heart is just jumping out of his chest, right?
So, and then Cardinal Collins goes on to talk about the meaning of the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And he says that the love of Jesus for us all, which is symbolized by his Sacred Heart, is a basic theme of our Christian faith and for our life of discipleship. That divine love made humanly manifest in our world through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is a consequence of that fact that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yeah, that'll scare. Whenever you're in doubt, or you know you're feeling scared, you know what was that the last quote, Maranja? You say that'll scare any evil or demon away.
Jesus with us.
Yeah, the Word became flesh
and dwelt among us.
Right there is your shield of protection, right? So remember that little quote.
And so the devotion, the Sacred Heart, leads us to think about the sacred humanity of Jesus, that God dwelt among us, God with us, right?
Yes, so true.
And, but the devotion of the Sacred Heart is more of a way for each of us to intensely encounter Jesus in practices of prayer that moves us to be better disciples and to grow personally in holiness.
So hold on a sec.
Calling us to grow closer.
So
right?
First it's intimately, and now it's intensely.
That's
so
right.
We got two I words that you can maybe take with you, and there's more to come.
And so it leads each of us to become more on fire for the Lord and more committed, right? And more devoted Christian and a dedicated Christian, intentional. So all these, you know, actions that we really need to take.
Isn't it wonderful and how blessed we are to have Cardinal Collins? You know, every time he speaks, you just sit back and just, you have to become like a sponge, right? And he, speaking of the Sacred Heart, he always talks from the heart.
That's right. He does.
And, you know, we're so blessed to have him as our shepherd and, for him sharing this, you know, these were beautiful words on the Sacred Heart. And we hope that, you know, that it's maybe stirred something in you, right? Stirred your heart to become closer to Jesus.
Yeah. And he goes on to say that this devotion of the Sacred Heart works in harmony with two other Christian devotions, which is the devotion to the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist and the devotion to Mary. So he says that the devotion of the Sacred Heart is most fully expressed through the adoration of our Eucharistic Lord in the Holy Eucharist. And it's no accident that each year the solemnity, as we said before, of the Sacred Heart occurs on the Friday following the solemnity of Corpus Christi. And then that the devotion of the Sacred Heart is always closely linked to the devotion of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is the next day, right?
The next day, yes. Yeah. So isn't it wonderful, like in our Catholic faith, we have so many things. It's just not about Easter, right? After Easter, we have the Ascension, we have Pentecost, we have the Holy Trinity, then we have Corpus Christi, and now we're talking about the Sacred Heart. It's a very, very intense time filled with celebrations of Jesus. And, you know, we hopefully everyone takes the time to get involved in like a prayer group with families, doing the rosary and celebrate, you know, Jesus, especially this, the Sacred Heart. We found that sometimes, maybe even myself, I have to admit, I knew a little bit about it, but I said, this is a perfect opportunity to share.
To learn more and to share. Yeah,
because, you know, growing up as a child, I would see it in my parents' house, in my nonna's house. I saw this figure of Jesus looking at you, right, with the heart.
With a burning heart.
With a burning heart. And I go, wow. You know, like you never really I didn't really understand it until, you know, more and more and then doing research into this show. So,
yeah, you really need to stop and reflect on what this Sacred Heart is showing. And, you know, and he's pointing always to his heart and just how much he loves us. And so, yeah, the devotion also is guided by, Cardinal Collison says, by our head, heart, and hands. So it's the devotion is, you know, of intellect, of our emotion, you know, and our service, right? So using our hands. So our head, our heart, and our hands. And he says, you know, one of the famous prayers by Saint Richard of Chichester, O Lord, three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more nearly day by day. I love that prayer.
That rhymes too.
Yeah, I love it. And it's also, I think, a beautiful song too that they've made with that beautiful prayer.
Yeah, so clearly, dearly, and nearly. Yes. Right? Very nice. I like that, you know. And now, here's another word. When we follow the Sacred Heart, something happens working in harmony with the intellect. We become smarter and deeper.
That's right.
So it's intimate, intensely, and intellect.
There you go. All these I words.
I knew there was another I word coming.
Yes, indeed. And so our hearts become pure and they are purified when we encounter the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And where do we encounter him? Well, it's in the Gospels. So it's important that we open up that Bible and read the Gospels, because that's how we get to really intimately know him and his Sacred Heart.
Especially now that, you know, we're able to, because not too many places are open, we have the time. So make an effort to maybe read a page or two per day, or at least during the week, at least, you know, include that in, you know, beautiful readings that you do throughout the week.
So that's one way of getting to intimately know his Sacred Heart. But another way is just by spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration. Right now, you know, it's more difficult because the churches are closed, but they still are open just for private prayer. So you could, you know, stop in and say a little prayer and spend some time, you know, in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Though it's not the same, but there's times some internet churches. You can do adoration through that. You know, if you can't go there physically, at least you can be there online, because we've done so much online. And, you know, here we are today at home recording this show. So there is, you know, some good that comes from, you know, what we're going through in this pandemic, right? We can't go back to what we were, but we can make what's going to happen in the future better.
That's right.
We learn from it and we grow from it, especially including the Sacred Heart of Jesus at the center.
Yeah. And so Cardinal Collins then says that we really need to know Jesus personally and deep in our hearts. So focusing on the Sacred Hearts leads us to the very heart of who Jesus is, the divine person who took on our humanity, who journeys with us, who meets us on the road. And as he did with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, you know, right? That he always meets us there.
Yeah, sometimes we don't
on
expect.
The road.
Yeah, we don't expect it, or we're in shell shock, right? Oh, what's going on? Oh, I can't believe it. But then, you know, then next thing you know, Jesus is right beside us. Do we see him?
Yeah, and we need that intense experience of that encounter. There's that another I word, intense.
Yes. And boy, do we need Jesus for many, you know, especially the things that we're going through, especially some hockey fans who didn't get the result they were looking for. But you know what? The sun rose the next day and life goes on, right? But the one thing that will never let us down is the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Yeah. And so, yeah. The other thing that Sacred Heart reveals to us is how it's, how we see that it's, everything is contrary to, like, the world that we live in is contrary to the Christian vision of relationships and the generous love that we need to have for each other. So it's not, you know, our culture, prizes autonomy, right? Always thinking about myself, me, my life matters the most, you know, me, like, what about my freedom, right? I have to wear a mask. Why? I should be free to, you know, that's what our culture prizes, but it's really, you know, what are you thinking about? You should really be thinking about that the mask is really protecting the other, right? From, getting sick. So that's, you know, what the Sacred Heart helps us to do is to understand the love that God has for us. And as that role model, we should also share our love for others.
Yeah,
right?
It's so true. It's so true what you said, because it's not about us. It's all, you know, it's about others and the love of Jesus, right? To become selfless. So just some facts about the Sacred Heart. The devotion is over 900 years old. The Feast of the Sacred Heart was celebrated with visions to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. The Jesuits were also involved, because Saint Margaret Mary's confessor was Saint Claude de Colombre. And the Sacred Heart, just like the Divine Mercy, is all about mercy and forgiveness. And those two celebrations have a lot in common, the Sacred Heart and the Divine Mercy, right? Just, you know, just Jesus' forgiveness and love just pouring out to us. So at this time, we're going to take a small musical break. And when we come back, we'll have a little bit of fun talking about how we can have a healthy heart.
Day 1. Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear listeners. And as promised, we're going to have a little bit of fun talking about the heart, a healthy heart. But before we do, there's some songs with the word heart in it. And we'll say, Marange will say the first few and I'll say the next.
Yeah. How about Straight from the Heart? One of my favorites, Bryan Adams, right? Closer to the Heart is also Rush. A really good one.
Classic.
Rush. Yeah. Classic Canadian. Both are good Canadian.
And a third Canadian
is The Heart of Gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Neil Young.
Yes, indeed.
Then we have Heart of Glass by Blondie. Then we have Bruce Springsteen, The Hungry Heart.
Yeah.
And here's a classic from Billy Ray Cyrus, Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
And one of our favorites, Rod Stewart, You're In My Heart and You're In My Soul.
Soul. Yeah.
So the heart is basically at the center of everything. Like, it's because of the heart we're alive, right?
That's right.
Without the heart, we can't.
Yeah,
live.
It pumps our life, right?
Without
our blood.
How does the heart work? The right side of your heart receives oxygen, poor blood from your veins, and pumps it into your lungs, where it picks up oxygen and gets rid of carbon dioxide. The left side of your heart receives oxygen-rich blood from your lungs and pumps it through your arteries to the rest of your body.
And so there's four main functions of the heart, and they are pumping oxygenated blood to the other parts of your body, pumping hormones and other vital substances to different parts of the body, receiving deoxygenated blood and carrying the metabolic waste products from the body and pumping it back to the lungs for oxygenation, and finally maintaining your blood pressure.
Yeah, very nice. I like that, especially the blood pressure, right? We need to stay calm and be at peace. Right. That's another reason why we're doing.
And there needs to be a balance of blood pressure, because too high blood pressure is not good, and also too low of a blood pressure is not good. There has to be that balance, right?
Yeah. The average heart is the size of a fist in an adult.
It doesn't seem real. That looks kind of small if you put your fist to like
I like to say it's the size of a good Ontario apple. Right? your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood every day. The first open heart surgery was in 1893.
Wow, that long ago. And the first implantable pacemaker was in 1958.
Yeah. Here's a tough one. Most heart attacks happen on Monday. So make sure you go to work on Monday morning with a good attitude. So, seven ways to strengthen your heart. Get moving.
Yes. And that's what we've been doing a lot of these days, right? With this pandemic is going for long walks, doing our cycling. It's good to get moving.
And if you smoke, quit smoking. If you need to lose weight, lose weight. Eat heart-healthy foods.
So a good diet is important. Don't overeat, so don't eat too much. Again, that balance, too little and or too much is not good, right? Don't forget the chocolate. Actually, a little bit of chocolate is good for you, right? Dark chocolate is really good for you.
Yeah, dark chocolate. Yeah, that's so true.
And don't get stressed. That's very important.
That's the big one.
And what helps with stress is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, focusing on Him, praying, right? Being meditative. That helps.
So speaking of the Sacred Heart, how did Jesus get a Sacred Heart? Jesus was healthy.
So his physical
healthy
heart.
Jesus ate well. And so these are some of the foods that Jesus ate to have a healthy heart.
Yeah.
The first one is pomegranates. And we were witnesses because we were in the Holy Land and they made the most fresh and juiciest drinks when you get fresh pomegranate.
There's also St. Peter's fish that is found in the lakes there in
the Holy Land.
Holy Land. Yeah.
So we were able to eat that.
Yeah. That's a heart healthy fish filled with the omega-3s that are very good for your heart.
Then there's honey. Jesus' first cousin, John the Baptist, consumed much of this.
There's lots of really good olive oil and olives. Remember the olive oil that we...
so dark.
Oh, it was like green, like really deep green. It was beautiful.
They say that the sop to use for the dipping in the Last Supper may have contained olive oil. And believe it or not, vinegar is good for you. So some... You know, nowadays, if you have heartburn or something, have a little bit of apple cider vinegar.
There's also the dried fruits like figs and dates. Filled with potassium, which is very, very good for
and
you.
And that's big, big in the Holy Land, right?
And it's a good source of fiber, too.
Yeah. There's lamb, which is celebrated at the Passover. And lamb, there's not a lot of fat in lamb, which is good. And, you know, this makes you wonder why Jesus was so healthy. He ate all these good foods, right?
And, of course, there's bread, right? And Jesus was the bread of life. So bread is important. It's a staple, in fact.
Yeah. And then we have grapes because Jesus was the true vine, right? And grapes are very good for you. They're healthy. They're fresh. It's a fresh fruit. So, you know, Jesus had all these wonderful, fresh, natural things, right, that he would eat. And there's some other things we could also mention that Jesus ate was a lot of walnuts and almonds.
Yeah. So let's go back to the Cardinal's letter. Heart speaks to heart, and he provides towards the end of it some practical suggestions for devotions to the Sacred Heart. And so the first suggestion that is made is to make a holy hour of prayer before this Blessed Sacrament. So that's important to carve out some time To spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And as we were saying, it's difficult now that the churches are closed, but you know, if you maybe even just go in for a quick visit to in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that would be great. Another suggestion is to read a portion of one of the Gospels every day. And when you think of it, he says that the Gospel of Matthew has 28 chapters, the Gospel of Mark has 16, the Gospel of Luke has 24, the Gospel of John has 21. That's a total of 89 chapters. So a chapter a day, the whole Gospel can be read about four times a year. Can you believe that? Four times a year.
Wow, that's interesting. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, just carve out that time just to read a chapter a day, right?
I think a good way to do that is to shut all the screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
just
right.
Shut it off.
Those TVs, your social media,
tablets.
Phones,
don't shut off Radio Maria.
No.
It's very important because Radio Maria feeds your soul. If you're doing anything online or computer related to your faith, hey, go for it. But some of the other stuff that we, you know, that's out there, maybe let's have another option, reading Holy Scripture.
Another suggestion that is spiritually valuable is to participate in Mass at any time, be it daily Mass. So right now, you know, maybe we could watch daily Mass online. But also, as mentioned before, the consecutive First Fridays, so the nine consecutive First Fridays that is associated with the devotion to the Sacred Heart.
Wouldn't it be great when we're able to go back to Mass and celebrate it in person? Like, we can do it online, and we're lucky enough at our parish we can get the host every Sunday, get the Eucharist.
At least we can do that.
Yeah, at least we can do that.
Yeah.
But it'll be great when we're all back.
Yeah, another suggestion he makes is to place an image of the Sacred Heart in your home and consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart.
Yeah, you know what? We need to get a nice picture of the Sacred Heart.
We do.
It's
we should.
Loving, inviting, and Jesus looking at you, right? And you know, he's with us, right? And he's giving you that loving look. Not that look like, no, you did it again. No. It's like, here I am. I'm with you. To the end of the world.
And so he says that, you know, as it's been always said, that the family that prays together stays together. And so devoting the family, the devotion of the family to the Sacred Heart and love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and praying the rosary can strengthen the love of the heart of each family. So that's a good suggestion to make. Another thing is for Catholic schools, they have a responsibility to help their students.
Yes.
And so,
true.
Yeah. And so they must also devote, in our board, the Toronto Catholic District School Board, they are devoting the month of June to the Sacred Heart of Jesus so that students can encounter Jesus. So that they can be inspired and challenged, right? And to change their lives as they enter deeply into the prayerful study of Gospels and Sacred Scripture, and to draw on the guidance of the faith of the Church, right? Another thing is. Personally carry the image of the Sacred Heart. So a little prayer card with the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus would be something good to do. And also have the image of the Sacred Heart in your parish church, which I believe our parish has done to give it prominence.
It's I like what you said. It just made me think. You just mentioned about going to the Blessed Sacrament or spending time in quiet time, like at home or online with the monstrance, with Jesus, the real presence. So, you know, listening is a very powerful prayer, but also just looking into the image of Jesus is another powerful prayer, because sure, prayer like is an intimate relationship with Jesus, and words and prayers are fantastic, but it's also listening to Jesus talk and also looking at Jesus.
Absolutely.
Right? Him, you looking at him, him looking at you. And then you just feel a presence of, you know, sacred, purity, holiness, sanctity. Like you haven't done anything. All you've done is listen and look, you know, your image, right? And it's so refreshing, because sometimes we may think we have so many ways to pray and stuff. You know what? Just show up and be there, right? I think is so important. So following the Sacred Heart of Jesus is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we'll just share with you a couple of things on that before we close the evening. And where has the time gone?
Wow, it just flies. It flies when you're having
time. I'm telling you, man, when you got the passion, peace and purpose of Jesus, I tell you, the time just whizzes by.
Yeah, and so here's just a little short prayer for the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So blessed be the most loving heart and sweet name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the most glorious Virgin Mary, his mother, in eternity and forever. Amen. And from Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, from the depth of my nothingness, I prostrate myself before thee, O most sacred, divine, adorable heart of Jesus, to pay thee all the homage of love, praise, and adoration in my power. The prayers of the Church venerates and honors the heart of Jesus, just as it invokes his most holy name. It adores the incarnate word with his heart, which out of love for men, he allowed to be pierced by our sins.
And so a little bit about the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Immaculate Heart of Mary signifies, first of all, the great purity and the love of the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary of God. This purity is manifested in her yes to the Father of the Incarnation, her love for and cooperation with the Incarnate Son in his redemptive mission, and the docility to the Holy Spirit, enabling her to remain free of the stain of personal sin throughout her life. Mary's Immaculate Heart, therefore, points us to her profound interior life, where she experienced both joys and sorrows, yet remained faithful, as we too are called to do so. Wow. We had to mention, you know, a little bit about that because that's the next day, right? So we want to thank everyone for listening. We want to thank Alex, the technician, and all the people at Radio Maria. And we will close with a few beautiful words from Mary Angela.
Yeah, just to end with a short prayer, beautiful prayer of the heart. All we need to say is this short prayer: O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you.
Wow. So with that, we hope we were able to share with you on ways to become intimately, intellectually, and intensely more passionate, purposeful, and have peace along with the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your life. Every day, now and forever.
Amen. Perfectly said.
Thank you.
Beautiful way of ending it.
Yeah.
And
thank you, you know, again to all the listeners. And you have a great rest of June. And we'll talk to you
next month.
Next month. God bless. And
thank you again.
Surrender myself to you.
Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.